Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Roth Conversions Window by Scott Bennett, is a practical retirement tax planning guide focused on the period after retirement, but before required minimum distributions begin. Its central concern is the opportunity to convert portions of traditional IRA or similar tax-deferred assets into Roth accounts while taxable income may still be relatively low. Written for the post-OBBBB tax environment as presented by the book, it argues that retirees can become complacent about permanent lower brackets and still face higher lifetime taxes once RMDs, Social Security taxation, Medicare IRMA surcharges, and surviving spouse filing rules converge. The book is not primarily an investment manual. It is a tax timing and retirement income planning framework. Bennett organizes the material around the idea of gap years, the years before age 73 RMDs, and presents the GAPS system as a structured way to evaluate conversions. Its purpose is to help readers move from vague awareness of Roth conversions to a more deliberate annual planning process. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the gap years as the central Roth conversion opportunity. The book is built around the idea that the years between retirement and the start of required minimum distributions can be unusually valuable for tax planning. During this period, earned income may have stopped, but RMDs have not yet begun, creating a potential income gap that can be filled with planned Roth conversions. Bennett treats this window as a limited resource, because unused low bracket capacity in 1 year generally cannot be recovered later. The reasoning is straightforward: converting tax-deferred money to a Roth account creates taxable income now, but it can reduce future taxable balances and allow later withdrawals to be tax-free if Roth rules are met. The book emphasizes that retirees often underestimate this timing issue because they focus on current tax avoidance rather than lifetime tax exposure. By framing the decision around 12-22% conversion years versus possible 24-32% later brackets, Bennett gives readers a concrete way to evaluate whether paying some tax earlier may be preferable to being forced into higher taxable income later. Secondly, RMDs and IRMA as interacting tax cliffs, not separate problems. A distinctive feature of the book is its treatment of RMDs and Medicare IRMA surcharges as connected consequences of the same income planning problem. Required minimum distributions increase taxable income because the IRS mandates withdrawals from traditional retirement accounts after a certain age. That income can push retirees into higher ordinary income brackets, but it can also raise modified adjusted gross income for Medicare premium purposes. IRMA is especially important because it does not behave like a smooth tax rate. Crossing a threshold can create higher Medicare Part B and Part D premiums. Bennett argues that unplanned RMDs can therefore create a cascade in which retirement account withdrawals affect taxes, Medicare costs, and cash flow decisions at the same time. The practical lesson is that Roth conversion should not be judged only by the income tax owed in the conversion year. A useful analysis must compare current conversion tax against future RMD-driven tax, possible Medicare premium increases, and the cumulative cost of crossing income thresholds repeatedly. Thirdly, the widow penalty as a household-level tax risk. The book gives notable attention to the widow penalty, a retirement tax issue that is often missed when planning focuses only on the current married household. When one spouse dies, the surviving spouse may move from married filing jointly to single filing status, which generally compresses tax brackets and can make the same income more heavily taxed. At the same time, RMDs from inherited or retained retirement accounts may remain substantial, and basic living expenses may not fall in proportion to the lost filing advantage. Bennett uses this issue to argue that Roth conversions are not only about maximizing after-tax wealth for a couple while both spouses are alive. They are also a way to reduce the amount of future taxable income imposed on a surviving spouse. The reasoning is especially relevant for households with large traditional IRA balances, pensions, Social Security income, or uneven life expectancies. By reducing tax-deferred balances earlier, a couple may lower the risk that the survivor inherits both concentrated taxable income and a less favorable tax filing structure. Fourthly, the GAPS system. As a structured planning process, Bennett presents the GAPS system as the operational framework for turning Roth conversion theory into an annual decision process. The available descriptions identify it as a four-step structure intended to reduce paralysis, organize data, and guide year-by-year conversion choices. Its value lies less in proposing a single universal conversion amount and more in forcing the reader to evaluate the main variables that determine whether a conversion makes sense. These variables include current taxable income, available bracket space, future RMD estimates, Medicare income thresholds, marital status risk, and the size of tax-deferred balances. The book also refers to different conversion profiles, which suggests that readers are encouraged to match strategy to their own retirement picture rather than follow a fixed rule. This is important because Roth conversions can be beneficial, neutral, or harmful depending on timing, tax rates, cash reserves, and estate goals. The framework stands out by translating a complicated tax optimization problem into a repeatable planning routine that can be reviewed each year. Lastly, the 24-month action plan and the limits of self-directed execution. The book moves beyond diagnosis by offering a 24-month action plan that takes readers from data gathering through execution, review, and continuation decisions. This practical orientation matters because Roth conversion planning depends on accurate inputs account balances, projected income, Social Security timing, pension income, tax withholding, Medicare status, and estimated deductions. A phased plan can help retirees avoid treating conversion as a single transaction and instead view it as a multi-year tax management strategy. At the same time, the subject has limits for self-directed readers. Tax brackets, IRMA thresholds, state tax rules, account rules, and personal circumstances can change, and a conversion is generally irreversible in the practical sense once tax is owed. The book is strongest when it helps readers ask better questions and build a planning calendar. It should not be read as a substitute for individualized advice from a qualified tax or financial professional, especially for households with large balances, business income, charitable strategies, or complex Medicare and estate planning concerns. In conclusion, the Roth conversions window is best suited for retirees and near retirees who hold meaningful balances in traditional IRAs, 401k. Or similar tax-deferred accounts and want to understand whether Roth conversions should be part of their retirement income plan. It will be most useful for readers in the years before RMDs begin, couples concerned about surviving spouse taxes, and households close to Medicare IRMA thresholds. The practical benefit is that it reframes Roth conversions as a multi-year income management decision rather than a generic tax tip. Intellectually, the book helps readers see how separate retirement issues interact RMDs affect taxable income. Taxable income can affect Medicare premiums. Filing status can change after a spouse dies, and delaying action can reduce future flexibility. Compared with many Roth IRA books that emphasize broad tax-free growth or general retirement optimism, this one stands out for its narrow focus on the conversion window and its integration of bracket planning, IRMA exposure, and widow penalty risk. Its presentation may feel repetitive to some readers, but the core framework is practical. The strongest use of the book is as a preparation tool before building a detailed plan with tax software, a CPA, or a fee-only retirement planner. If you would like to support Scott Bennett, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.